I was guessing, I think, was the... Okay, we are up to the Mishnah, Pehei Amid Beis. Bas Yisrael Muretzes L'Kayin. A Bas Yisrael who is an Arusa to the Kayin, or Muberes Mikayin, or she's pregnant from a Kayin, or Shemeres Yavam L'Kayin, or she's waiting for her Yavam Kayin, meaning she was married to a Kayin, and now she's waiting for Yibum. Bechem Bas Kayin L'Yisrael. And the same thing is true for Bas Kayin, is either Muretzes L'Yisrael, Muberes Mi'Yisrael, Shemeres Yavam L'Yisrael, L'Yisrael B'Truma Kanadi Truma. Now we'll take each one of those separate. The one that needs the most explanation is Shemeres Yavam. Rashi Shita throughout Shas is, a woman can be married to a Kayin, and she's eating Truma. Her husband dies, she's Shemeres Yavam, she cannot eat Truma until after Yibum. During that interval period of time when she's a Shemeres Yavam, she's no longer married to her husband, and obviously she has no kids because she's Shemeres Yavam. So she can't eat Truma. That's Rashi's opinion. Other Rishonim argue and say that a Shemeres Yavam doesn't eat Truma if she never ate Truma under her husband. But if she ate Truma under her husband, she can continue eating Truma even though Yibum has not taken place as of yet. That's the Machlekes Rishonim. We'll learn like Rashi, a Shemeres Yavam can never eat Truma. Now it's true whether she's a Bas Kayin, she's a Bas Yisrael, who either has Kedushin from a Yisrael, so biblically she should be able to eat, but rabbinically she can't. She's pregnant from a Kayin, she's still a Bas Yisrael, she has no children yet. We learned that from the Pasuk Yilid Beitzai, only children that are born can feed their mother Truma. And Shemeres Yavam L'Kayin, again, she's not married to a Kayin yet, and therefore she cannot eat Truma. Bas Kayin L'Yisrael, if she's an Arusa to Yisrael, she can't eat Truma because biblically she belongs to the Yisrael, so she no longer eats as a Bas Kayin. She's pregnant from Yisrael. The pregnancy keeps her from eating Truma because we learned it out from a Pasuk that she only eats Truma if she's go back like her youth. But if she's pregnant, she's not cannot go back to her father's house. And the same thing is she's Shemeres Yavam L'Yisrael. The fact that she's a Shemeres Yavam precludes her from going back to her father's house, and she cannot eat Truma.
Well, the case of Shemeres Yavam, what happens if she was a Bas?
She's a Bas Kayin of Shemeres Yavam Mikayin. I'm not sure. I would say yes, but I'm not sure. Rashi, L'Yisrael B'Truma, because it's not prepared to Mana, Uber, V'Yavam, V'Erisim, Paislam, V'Lem, Achilam. I said to Machlekes Rishonim. Rashi learned it's even been on the sewer. I believe this is in Samuel Zion. I believe we had this in Samuel Zion and Medvedes.
She can or she cannot?
Rashi says she cannot.
So, Lule, you live base, so you would have said she had a kid?
Well, she's pregnant, right? Isn't she pregnant? Okay. Now, the next part of the mission is a difficult part. Difficult. The Gemara is going to get into it. So we'll have difficulty as we read it, but the Gemara will resolve it. And that is, Bas Yisrael Muretzes L'Levi. She has Kedushin from a Levi. Uberes mi Levi, she's carrying a baby from a Levi. Shemeres Yavam the Levi. Bechem bas Levi li Yisrael, leitaychu b'maiser, cannot eat maiser rishon. Now that seems to say that a Yisrael can't eat maiser rishon, which is problematic, which the Gemara will get into, because pashtus we always learn, the maiser rishon is a monetary obligation to the Levi, but is not prohibited to be eaten by a Yisrael. And this Mishnah seems to say that it's prohibited to be eaten by a Yisrael, and therefore, a Bas Levi who's married to a Yisrael loses her right to eat Miser, and a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Levi gets the right to eat Miser, but while she's Muretzes, she doesn't. And that's what the Mishnah seems to say. It means the Mishnah seems to treat Miser Rishon like Truma, except by Truma it's only a Kayin, and by Miser Rishon it can be a Levi as well. That's what seems to be from this Mishnah. What?
I'm talking about Gezer.
No. Bechem Bas Kayin LeLevi, I'm sorry, Bas Levi Muresis Likayan, Uberes Likayan, Shemeres Yavim Likayan, the Chain Bas Kayan Levi, Loy Saicha Loy Betuma Veloy Bemeiser, and that is a problem because she's a Bas Kayan. Kayan can eat Meiserishin, right? Even if you learn a Yisrael can't eat Meiserishin, but a Kayan can. Here is a Bas Kayan who can eat Meiserishin. She's Muresis Levi who can eat Meiserishin. Like, why does she lose her status? Again, the Gemara will have to explain.
Where do we know that
a Kayan is a Levi plus?
It doesn't go to the Kayan,
but he's a Levi plus. And by the way, that's not such a simple statement either. The Gemara will get into it. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Can Israel eat Meiser? Loi betruma v'loi b'meiser, truma kadamran. The Levia nami linyan truma zarihi. A Levia cannot eat truma, but Meiser mefarish v'gemara, the Gemara will have to explain why she can't eat Meiser. Prek the Gemara. Utahei Zara. She's the Israelis. Zara mi loi achle b'meiser? Meiser is not an issur to eat. Meiser is a monetary obligation to give to a kayan. Now, I want to explain something, and this is going to come up repeatedly in the next amud. There's a thing called tevel. One cannot eat tevel. Tevel is a chi of misa b'dei shemayim if one eats it. It is tevel till certain things are separated. Truma has to be separated and given to a kayan. That cannot be eaten by Yisrael. Maaserishin has to be separated and given to the Levi. Until it's separated, the food is still tevel. Even if you learn a Yisrael can eat Maaserishin, but there has to be a separation of Maaserishin. Without separating Maaserishin, one cannot eat the tevel. Once it's separated, it has an obligation to give it to the Levi. Seemingly, we always understand it as a monetary obligation. Once it's separated, this belongs to Levium, and now you pick your Levi that you want to give your Maaserishin to. Till you separate it, the tevel is usher. Once you separate it, right, it's the next step in getting the tevel to be permissible. And then it becomes a monetary obligation to give to the Levi. The Gemara at this point does not think there's any restrictions in who can eat it. It might be stealing it if you don't give it to the Levi. But if the Levi invites you to his house and serves you challah made out of Maaserishin, the Gemara understands you're allowed to eat it. There's nothing wrong in eating Meiser. So I want to point this out, and this is very important. Even though you couldn't eat the tevel because you didn't separate the Maaserishin, but the Maaserishin, once it's separated, there's no issur to eat pashtus. Then there's an obligation to separate Meiser Sheni. If one does not separate Meiser Sheni, the tevel is still tevel. Now, once he separates Meiser Sheni, it's his, he has to take it to Yerushalayim to eat. On certain years, he doesn't separate Meiser Sheni, he separates Meiser Ani. Meiser Ani is Zdaka. That's all it is. An obligation to give 10% of your grain, or whatever produce you have, to a poor person, to poor people. If one doesn't separate Meiser Ani, it's tevel, cannot eat it. He has to separate it, then it becomes a monetary obligation to give it to the poor. So tevel remains tevel, with a chi of misa for eating it, as long as all obligations are not separated. Even though those obligations themselves do not carry a penalty for eating it necessarily. There's no penalty for eating Maaserishin pashtus. There's no penalty for eating Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. There's no penalty for eating Maaser Ani. It's monetary. But if it's not separated, it's tevel. I just want to point that out. Tevel needs things to be separated in order to become permissible to eat. Even though those things that you separate don't necessarily come with restrictions on eating. Some do, some don't. We'll have to see which ones do and which ones don't. But that's what the is halacha. Truma happens to be one that has to be given to the kayan and is prohibited to be eaten by Israel. But a Gemara's kasha is, Maaserishin, granted it has to be separated, but once it's separated, it now becomes a monetary obligation to deliver it to the Levi. There's no restriction of me eating Amos Yisrael. I can eat Maaser Sheni I can't take it without giving it to the Levi, then I'm stealing from him. But if I give it to the Levi and he invites me for Shabbos, and he serves me challah made out of my Sirishin, the Gemara's understanding is, I can eat it. So why can't this Bat Yisroel, who's Meretz Lelevi, eat Meiser? She can eat Meiser before she's Meretz Lelevi. I can eat Meiser. Why can't she eat Meiser? That's the Gemara's question. Yes?
Tevel is only on produce, not on Tzafim or
Behemoth? Tevel is only on biblically, only on grain, wine, and oil. Grain, grapes, and olives. Rabbinically, all produce. All vegetables, all fruits.
No meat.
Only things that grow from the ground.
Does separating it have anything to do with Hasmana?
I have absolutely no idea. What does Hasmana have to do with this Gemara? Hasmana is when they send you a chas invitation. That's a Hasmana.
Or to court,
right.
But when you separate it, that means it belongs to the belongs to them.
To shave it, lately, correct?
Okay, so how do you
feed
it?
Again, I pointed out now it becomes a monetary obligation to give to Levi. Let's say you gave it to the Levi and he sends you a challah made out of Maaserishin for Shabbos. He sends you a challah made out of Maaserishin. You're making a chasana, Sheva Brachas, and he sends you a challah for the Sheva Brachas made out of Maaserishin that he got from Yisrael.
So,
can you eat it?
Thank you.
Right. So, if he separated it,
you separated
not,
it.
He separated it, right, and he did not give to Lady yet.
Now that's a monetary obligation.
That
becomes a monetary question. You're stealing from Levium. By the way, nobody can take you to court because no Levi can say it belongs to him. The Gemara calls that Imam and Shein Loi Taivim. Gemara Chulin says that's a money that has no collectors.
I may disagree. What happens if the Levi you always give to him?
Questionable.
How does the difference between Chulin and where do you see it intrinsically?
Where does it say that you can't eat true Meiser?
No, I said, where do you see
Truma,
you can?
Pasuk. Pasuk says, if it's already Truma, it's Chayim Misa.
There's no Pasuk that says anything about Meiser.
Correct. That I know of.
Something that's not separated, Truma is also Tevel? What's it called when you don't separate Truma from the produce?
Tevel. Tevel is a name that includes any kind of thing that didn't have everything separated. As you separate one after the other, you are fulfilling your obligation, but it doesn't lose its name of Tevel till everything is separated.
Meister
has a shear. Truma can be one grain out of a whole, biblically, one grain out of a whole field. Biblically. Rabbinically, it's 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. Depends on how kind of a nice guy you are. If you're cheap, it's 1/60th. If you're average, it's 1/50th, which is 2%. If you're better than average, you give 1/40th. That's truma. Meiser is from the remaining. You have to give 10% exact. Meiserishin, 10%. Meiser sheni, 10% of what's left, or meiserani. Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ami are interchangeable depending which years of Shemitah. Right, we are now in the sixth year of Shemitah. Next year is Meiser, it's Shemitah. So this year would be Meiser Ami, not Meiser Sheni.
And in the ecological time, harvest was done one time. It's not like every time he brings a new harvest and he makes a new tevel. I mean, I'm
losing your thing of thought.
I don't know, like apples. Once a person picks apples, there's
an apple picking season.
That's it. So that it goes by season, not by each time that you eat.
I don't know what the difference is. If you pick it all the time, it would be all the time.
Okay.
But usually things have a season. Right? There's harvest season. Right. I mean, our food doesn't grow on the ground. Our food grows in Dave's and in Highlands. But once upon a time, fruit used to grow on the ground.
Well, I mean, the apples,
they have a species for every kind of produce has its harvest season. But it doesn't make a difference to the guy based on the temple. You can either separate as it goes, or you can just wait till the whole thing is done and then separate then. No obligation, you have to wait till you harvest everything. You can harvest part and separate, then harvest the next part and separate.
I know I'm going to have this in the produce.
No, you can't do that ahead of time. It has to be harvested, processed to a certain extent, then you separate it.
I can't take it off before.
Cannot be mafrig v'chuber, no. Perish Mishnah. Cannot be mafrig v'chuber. Practicing Gemara, Utehei Zara, let this lady be considered a Yisraelis. Mi Zara mi la'achla b'maiser? Dr. Rashi, mi la'achla b'maiser, kol Zara lo yechul kaidish k'siv. The Zara can't eat kaidish, which is referring to Truma. My Sarishan lav kaidish ikri. My Sarishan is not kaidish, so why can't she eat Truma? Maiser. And for the Gemara, Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Hamani Remeiri. This Mishnah is authored by Remeir. The Amr Maestrishin Asa Lazar. The Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa. Truma Lekayan, Maestrishin Lelevi. Truma is given to a Kayan, and Maestrishin is given to the Levi. Divrei Remeir. Now let's take a look right away at Rashi. Truma Lekayan, Nitsinasa Lekayan, you give it to the Kayan, and Maestrishin Lelevi. Now, where do you see that Remeir bans it from Azar? I don't see any ban in this brisa. All I see is a mitzvah to give it to the Levi. Dr. Ashi, and this is a machlokes rishonim.
Where do you see that to give it to the truma?
You don't see anything in this brisa, exactly. All you see is it was a mitzvah to give the truma to the kai and a mitzvah to give my submission to the Levi. Where do you see any ban of anything? That's the question. Rashi has his chat, and Taisvitz has his chat. Zakh Rashi, Ktani Maisa Lelevi Dumya the Truma the Kayan. By looping them together, if that's the correct word, by putting them together, it's comparing the two. And therefore, what Remeir is saying is, Matruma Chilasa Kinisasa Lekayan Veloy Lazar. We know from other places that a Zar can't eat Truma, and therefore, the mitzvah of giving it to the Kayan has two parts. Number one, you have to give it to the kayan, and number two is the czar can't eat it. Av maisa lelevi, achilasa lelevi v'loy lezar. Therefore, the same thing is true, that maisa lelevi means that he can't. You have to give it to the levi, and the czar can't eat it. Now, how do you know that? How do you know that that's what Remeir means? Rashi has just told us that Remeir means that a levi can't, that a Yisrael can't eat maisa. Where do you see this? So, Rashi. The Elav Hakitzvir Leila Remeir. If that's not what Remeir is intending to say, Truma Lamaikani. Why does it mention Truma Lakayan? That's not going to be a matter of argument. In the next line, Reb Elazar ben Azariah is going to say, you can give your Maiserishin to the Kayan. The Machloikas is, do I have to give Maiserishin to a Levi? Or can I give Maiserishin to a Kayan? Why are we mentioning Truma? Nobody's arguing about Truma. Why is Remeir bringing in the words Truma Lekayan? This Brisa should have read as follows. Tanya. Maiserishin Lelevi Divrei Remeir, Reb Elazar ben Azariah Matira Lekayan. That's what it should have said. Why in the world does it bring in Truma? Dr. Rashi. Nehi the Maiser Itzchak Lelaruya Dolevin Lelekayan Reb Elazar ben Azariah. True, Remeir had to tell me the Maiser has to be given to the Levi, not to the Kayan, like Reb Elazar ben Azariah says. El Truma Lomeli. Why Truma? Why mention it? That must be that Remeir is including the Isser of eating it. Just like Truma can only be eaten by a Kayan, Maiserishin can only be eaten by a Levi. So Remeir is saying two things. Number one is you have to give your Maiserishin to the Levi, but by bringing Truma in, he's saying Maiserishin has to be eaten by a Levi. That's one raya. The Ayin, Midika Mahadrele Reb Elazar Lashon Heter, Michlal Dremeir Nami Be'isav Heter Hayri. Since Reb Elazar ben Azariah Matirai Lekayan, I mean, somebody is talking about people not being able to eat it. If not, we wouldn't use the word batiroi. So we see from here that it may have banned Maisa Rishon from Azar. So Rashi, this is the whole source of Remeir. Remeir never says the words Maisa Rishon Asul Uzarim, according to Rashi. All Remeir did is he lumped Maisa together with Truma. Truma was unnecessary. By putting Truma in here, he's making a comparison between Truma and Maisa. Like Truma has to be given to a Kayan and is banned from Azar. Maisa Rishon has to be given to a Levi and is banned from Azar. That's what Remeir is saying. Also, in the fact that it says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Matiroi. Matiroi indicates that somebody is answering. Now, Tysus doesn't like this shot in the Gemara. And Tysus says the Girsa has Remeir, Omer, Maisa Rishon, Asul Azar. Tysus says the Girsa in the Gemara is not the one we have. It should say the favorite. Remeir says Maisa Rishon, Asul Azar. Because Tysus does not like Rashi's shot and how we figure out the Remeir, Asul Azar. But whatever way you learn, Remeir holds Maisa Rishon as Asul
Azar. We're not getting to the heart of it. All we're doing is we're staying from his Lashon. This is where whatever you learn, the Lashon, this is how we imply. But we're not. It's very nice. He's so good. He said it, but where did he know it? That's really the. You say so he inferred it. That's what he meant. But you know, is it like Truman? Is it called Kodesh? I mean, that's what I would rather express. That's true. That's when I asked Rebbe, where the pasuk say you can't have it, according to.
I'm not sure. I don't want to answer. I'm not sure where the source would be in the Chumash.
That's what I'd rather have than an answer.
Right? I understand why you would rather have it. I get it. But I don't have the answer, so I don't want to mislead you. But believe that, or I'll look it up and get back to you tomorrow. I can look it up now, but it's gonna take me a while. So I'll get back to you, believe that, or tomorrow. I don't want to disturb you. Your boss might not like you to be disturbed in the middle of work.
Well, if you're learning, my wife is very happy.
Remet Lazim and Azariah, Matira Lakayim. Period. Oh, the Gemara is going to say, I'm sorry, Avram, three lines from now in the Gemara. I just forgot. I didn't look at it this morning. Frankly, Gemara, Matira Makhlal de Ikamanda Asar? What do you mean, Matira Lakayim? Even Remeir permits a Kayim to eat my Sharishan. He doesn't permit a Yisrael to eat my Sharishan. Does anybody say a kohen can't eat my Sharishan? Elaim and nice naf le kohen. But the Lazar ben Azariah says you can even give it to the kohen. Which is a machlokes Remeir and Lazar ben Azariah, biblically speaking, because we're going to see how this changed over generations. But biblically speaking, Remeir says you're obligated to give my Sharishan only to a Levi, not to a kohen. Means a kohen is not a Levi plus. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says a kayin is a Levi plus. He can get everything a Levi gets, plus what a kayin gets. That's the machoikas. Rashi. Because he came out to us, the maisha of the kayin, lecho bit me, avad the kayin, blab zorim minu, because I'm a lekaman, the kayin, mikri levim, they're called levim. No, it's not the kayin, because the kayin, the kayin, the kayin, like the Gemara will say. And here the Gemara gets into you, I'm sorry, I should have remembered this. My time is a Remeir. What is Remeir's reason? Where does he see that my Sharishan is also the Zarim? I'm Rav Achmed Rav Mishmei de Gemara. Mishmei de Gemara means it's attributed from his Rebbe's Rebbe, all the way back to Remeir. Right? Yes, Maiser b'nei Yisrael Asherimu l'Hashem Truma. The Pasuk puts Maiser that is separated. Now, Pasuk Pshat means Maiser that is separated as a separation. Truma means separation. But it says the word Maiser and Truma in the same Pasuk. So Remeir sees Ma tru ma tru lazarim of my serishin also lazarim. Rashi, mishmei de Gemara, kach kibo mirabai 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 ad Remeir, shishama mishmai, they heard it from his name, v'lav min daitikum afaris l'taym ad Remeir. This is not Rav Achabei the Rabba making it up. He heard it from his Rebbe, he heard it from his Rebbe, all the way back to Remeir, that this is the source of how I know my serishin is also lazarim.
I mean, we really don't know. You have to, the order is first, the mayor sent a brisa that we're trying to infer how to get him. And then we got the psukim.
Right.
So is that the order?
100%. 100%. We said my Sharishan is also Lazar. We have to see him say that. Where did he say that?
But the Tumah itself.
Again.
The Tumah itself, everyone agrees with that, right?
I would say everyone agrees with that, right? That's not true. The Rabbanan argue that the Ma'aser Rishon is Mutal. They don't make the comparison between Ma'aser Rishon and Tumah. And the Gemara is going to say why in a moment. Again, it doesn't say anything about Isser. The Gemara is going to ask in a moment, what did Rabbanan do with this pasuk? Well, we didn't get there yet. You know, I mean, we're midstream.
No, we're Mashve Meiser with Truma. We're saying the same thing, right?
Again.
Is the problem? Who has the problem? The mayor or Rabbanan?
Nobody has a problem. Everybody's fine. Everybody's happy and wonderful. They're learning Torah. Why is anybody having a problem?
They'll come with learning. What do you mean? Again.
Let's,
this pasuk, is it a problem more to Rabbanan or Rameir?
It's a problem to the Rabbanan.
Oh, good.
We're going to get there.
I'm saying right now, I would say it's the same thing, right? Truma and Meiser have the same.
That's what the pasuk seems to say.
Very good.
It says, because Meiser and Eitzah, Shir, Rima, Lashem, Truma.
Right.
The Torah seems to compare the two. But we, you know, yeah, give the Gemara a chance. You know, we haven't given the Gemara a chance yet. Practicing Gemara. In Rameyer, if this is true, that the Torah is comparing Ma'aser Rishon to Truma, so then, the halacha should be, if one eats Ma'aser Rishon, the Mezid, he should be Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. And if he eats the Shagig, he should have to pay the Levi, the principal plus the 25%. By the way, chaymish means 25%, which is a 20% of the total. When I have four pieces of cake and I add one piece of cake, I added 25%, but now that addition is 20% of the five. So that's called chaymish. So I have ma'aser chayav mal misa b'chaymish. Nobody ever says that eating ma'aser rishon is chayav misa. Why not? If the source is the comparison of the Torah, of Ma'aser Rishon to Truma, then there should be a Chiyum Misa. And for the Gemara, Amar Kra Meisu Bai Ki Halalu. It says by Truma, Meisu Bai. What is a Meisu Bai? It. That's an exclusion. V'yasav Chamishisoy Olav. When it eats Truma, it says add 25% to it. Bai V'loy B'Meiser, Olav V'loy Amaiser. Those exclusions are to tell me that Misa and Chaymesh don't go by Misa. Practice Gemara for Rabbanon. What did the Rabbanon do with the pasuk of Misa and Truma? The Chayver, the Torah, is comparing the two. Right? Zakta Gemara, Ma Truma Tevelet, Av Misa Rishon Nami Tevel. All it means to compare is that it remains Tevel. It remains Tevel as long as it wasn't separated. Without the comparison, I wouldn't know that it remains Tevel as long as it's not separated. It's telling me, just like without separating Truma, it's for sure Tevel, so also, without separating Ma'aser Rishon, it's Tevel.
With the same Oynish?
No! Oh, for the Tevel, yes. Not for the Truma and the Ma'aser, for the Tevel, correct. Correct. Yes. Rashi. Now here this is a Rashi that is quoted in many, many, many places. Rashi Shita is, and Tysus jumps all over him. Rashi Shita is that Truma makes Tevel because of the Truma in it. Because Truma is a Chiyav Misa, therefore if one eats Tevel, they're Chiyav Misa, because in the Tevel lies the Truma. And therefore, Rashi says, the pasuk is saying, Ma Truma Tevelis. How do I know that? How do I know Truma makes a Tevel? Where do I see Tevel is a Chiyav Misa? So Rashi learns the source that Tevel is a Chiyav Misa B'dei Shemayim comes from the fact that it has Truma in it. And since Truma is a Chiyav Misa B'dei Shemayim, it says a Meisubai, Tevel, which has Truma in it, is also a Misa B'dei Shemayim. And the Torah is saying that extends to Meiser. That Meiser also makes Tevel, even though Meiser is no Misa B'dei Shemayim, even though Meiser is Mutal Lazar. That's what Rashi learns. Let's read this Rashi.
We're
going into Rabbanan. Ma truma tevelas. Ma truma tevelas. Shekol zaman shloi hufrasha. Chayavim misa lachilasa shel tevel. Da misa ksivvei. Truma is tevelas. Why? Because the Torah said misa by truma. Therefore, if you eat tevel without separating the truma, you're eating truma. Therefore, you're chayav misa.
And once the truma is removed, you still have tevel
at the mitzvah. Right, and the question is, according to Rashi, this would be a problem. But my solution is mutar lezarim. If tevel is because of the mixture, once you remove tevel, there should be no chiyav misa on matruma. There should be no chiyav misa. That's one of the questions in Rashi. The other question on Rashi is that kain should be able to eat tevel, but the kain can eat truma, so let him eat tevel. How do I know tevel's chayav misa? Somebody eats tevel's chayav misa b'day shemayim. What's the source? The drashi, because it has truma in it, and truma is chayav misa. So eating tevel is eating the truma in the tevel. That's why the guy is chayav misa.
And if he took truma?
That's what Harvey just asked. Mesu boy is on truma. Again, so Rashi, can I just finish this? So Rashi says, the reason a person's chayav misa on tevel is because it has truma in it. Fractitis, so let a kain eat tevel. He's allowed to eat truma, so let him eat tevel. Therefore, Tysus argues that tevel is an independent issur and he brings a pasuk for it. Obviously, there's no Gemara that says it. Tysus brings a pasuk. He says that in Sanhedrin, we learn it out from a certain pasuk, not like Rashi. The question is, how do you answer Rashi? L'chayv Tysus has a bomb question. Let a kain be able to eat truma. So the answer is follows. Let me try to word it correctly. Truma is usher to a kain until it's separated. That's what the answer is. Truma is usher. Tevel is usher because it has truma in it. But a kain does not get a right to eat the truma until it's pulled out of the tevel. At that point, it becomes mutter for a kain to eat. Means a kain cannot eat truma before it's separated. When you separate truma, he gets the right to eat it. It's like... No, it's like... kachim. You cannot eat the kachim until you do the zrikas adam, until you sprinkle the blood. When you do the zrikas adam, then you're allowed to eat the kachim. So, separating the truma gives it a right to the kayin. Beforehand, the truma is also to the kayin, because it hasn't been separated yet. Since there's a mitzvah to separate truma, that bans the kayin from eating it until it's separated. That's how they want to learn. But that's what they want to learn in Rashi. Again, they want to learn. I'm telling you how to answer Rashi. Again, I'm reading Rashi. I can't change Rashi. Rashi says the tevel is also because it has truma in it. Tysus jumps all over Rashi. Let a kayin eat truma. Tevel. Ibn Tysus brings another plastic and says it's a totally independent issue. Right? To answer Rashi, they say that the truma doesn't become permissible to the kayin till the mitzvah separating is done. It's similar that kachim don't become mutter to a kayin until the zrikas hadam is done. No, it doesn't. But Rashi's saying the only reason you chayav misa on tevel is because it has truma in it. You can't say that in Rashi there because there's no... Yeah, Tysus has tevel's an independent answer.
So I don't know if I'm asking, I'm not sure if Tysus is there such a thing as truma or hafrasha?
According to Rashi, yes. Rashi says somewhere in this mixture is truma. We don't know where.
No, we don't even know how much truma.
Whatever he separates. But there's truma in here.
But it's truma already. That's what Rashi is saying.
No, it's not truma already, but it's a potential truma. Call it whatever you want.
It's not truma yet.
Again, it's usher as if it were truma. That's what Rashi is saying.
But it's not truma yet.
I don't know what that means.
That means he doesn't have a right to it yet, the coin.
Correct.
That means it might be usher to the coin.
It is. Tabul's usher to the coin. But the catch on Rashi is, if it's only usher because of truma, how can it be stricter than truma? And the answer is, it doesn't become permissible to him until after the separation. But Taisa finds it's a separate, independent issue. This is a famous machlokes Rashi and Taisa. What is the source of the issue of Tevel?
This whole love, this truma, that last,
it's only going to rebut it, right?
It's only going to rebut it, right? It's Lushan.
Well,
Rabbanan
use it.
Truma is causing it to be...
Well, Rameyer would be the same thing.
No.
Why not?
According to Rameyer, maybe you have two Surin.
Where do you get the Issa Tevel? Where did it come from?
No, maybe you have two Surin. You have Trumas causing the Tovelas, and also the Mises causing the Tovelas. Before it was separated, why, according to Rameyer, aren't you over two Surin? Each one, why are we giving Truma so much leeway, not really cause? The Pasuk itself was that, what was that Pasuk, the Pasuk just said? Yerimu Truma, Meister Yerimu Truma, right? So that, why is Truma giving you so much, right? The Meister is doing the same thing. The Pasuk is telling me it's the same thing. I mean, maybe there's two Surin when you eat this Tevel.
The Issa Tevel, right? You want to say according to Rashi, who says that Truma Tevel is also because of the Truma.
No,
according to a mayor,
yeah, right.
According to a mayor, it would be also because of the Truma and Meiser.
Right.
But I don't know who would be two in Surim, but still we want Issa called Tevel.
Because Tevel's is there a pasuk that says Tevel Usher?
Well, according to Tyson, yes, and according to Rashi, no. Exactly what Rashi's coming to answer. There is no pasuk for Tevel, according to Rashi. Taisa says there is.
But it says Yechayav Mitzah, right?
What?
That was Yechayav Mitzah.
According to Rashi, because it has Truma in it.
But there has to be a...
According to Rashi, it's Mashma, that once you separate the Truma, there would be no Yechayav Mitzah on the temple. There's no Mitzah. There's no, I'm sorry. Rashi didn't say it first. No, don't worry, in a minute. We'll see in a second. My mistake. Again, you want to say, according to a mayor, there's two Isurim?
Yes.
It's one Isur called Tevel. It might be two causes, is what you're trying to say.
Right.
But you wouldn't get two Malkuson, you'd get one. Rashi, Av Maiserish and Tevel. Now here comes a Chiddush and Rashi. We have a gabbat of Zeylek Misa, even though everybody agrees Maiserisha has no Misa. Chayavim Misa la Tevel Shlehupris Maiserisha Mimenu. The Torah is saying that Tevel is Aser because of Truma, but even after you separate the Truma, it remains Aser, even though the Maiserisha in it does not have a Chiyav Misa. It's a very big Kiddush the way Rashi learns, because let's dissect Rashi. Tevel is Aser because it has Truma. Truma is Misa, therefore Tevel is Misa. You separate Truma, that part's out. Still, the Torah is saying, Meister Ashirimu Truma, to say no, that the Chiyav Misa of Tevel extends even after you remove Truma. It's a very Chiddush de Karashi. According to Taisus, we learned it out from a different pasuk, that it's Tevel till you separate Truma, and then the Torah is saying, it's also Tevel till you separate Meister. It's a separate Isser. I'm sorry?
I don't understand the words of Rashi here.
There's no Misa for eating Meiser Ishin. There's no Misa for eating Meiser Ishin.
The word Misa is used twice here.
Yeah, exactly. You're not, even though by Meiser there's no Misa, but your archive Misa on Tevel that didn't have Meiser Ishin separated.
There is Misa.
No, it's not true.
Is that what it's saying?
No, it's lack of Misa. I don't know where you see yes Misa.
It's lack of Misa, then Chayav and Misa, Al Tevel, so Meiser Rishon Menor.
Right. Chayav and Tevel. Not on Meiser Rishon.
Oh, I see.
What's the punishment?
For Tevel? For what?
Truma was given.
Right. Meiser Rishon was not given.
Right.
And you still chai, one is still chai and misa on the Tevel.
Why are you chai and misa if it had been separated and it's called Meiser Rishon, you're not chai and misa
right.
On the Tevel. So What caused the tevel to become chayavisa?
The pasuk, because the pasuk compares. It says
that pasuk is going to Remeir.
Excuse me, Rabbanan Lurim Sukkim also. They have the same chumash as Remeir did. And the Gemara wants to know, what did they learn out from the pasuk? He has ma'aseh b'nei Yisrael sherimu l'Hashem truma. Again, can I please explain myself? The pasuk says ma'aseh is comparable to truma. There's a pasuk that compares the two. It's a fact. He has ma'aseh b'nei Yisrael sherimu l'Hashem truma. Rabbanu have that same pasuk. They didn't erase it from their Sefer Torah Chas V'Shalom. What do they see in that pasuk? So Rashi said, you know what they see in that pasuk? That just like Truma creates Tevel Misa, because of the Truma in it, Maaser Rishon creates Tevel Misa, even though Maaser Rishon has no Misa. That's what the pasuk is teaching me. According to the Rabbanim. That you see that Maaser Rishon can create Tevel, even though Maaser Rishon doesn't have the severity of Truma. Truma creates Tevel because of the severity of Truma. So you would think once Truma is out, the severity of Tevel is gone. Comes along to Hekish and says no. That even though Maaser Rishon has no Misa, the Tevel without Maaser, that wasn't taken on Maaser Rishon, does have Misa.
In case you eat Maaser.
I just want to... Not if you eat Maaser. No, there's no Misa on Maaser.
There's no Misa. If the Maaser was taken out, then there's no Misa.
There's no Misa on the
Tevel.
Well, there is, because there still has to be Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani taken out, yes.
What's the punishment for the
Zara Lav. Oh, I don't know if it's a lav, because there's no lav, it's just a comparison, a hekesh. I don't know if a hekesh can give you a lav. I don't know. I don't know. No, it's sure not Misa, it says Meisubai. We excluded Misa.
What?
Remeir says there's no Misa on Maaser Rishon. May Subay, but like the Maaser.
According
to Remeir, it's comparing Maaser completely to Truma. That just like Truma is also Lazar, and Maaser Rishon is also Lazar.
But after it's separate. If it's still in there, let's say Truma was taken out, there's Maaser Rishon in there, okay?
Tevel is a separate, according to Remeir,
yeah.
It's Aser, because it's a Chiyah Misa of Tevel. Nobody argues on that fact.
Everybody holds Tevel. No, but what I'm saying is,
only Maaser Rishon in there. Again, so Rashi explained that the Hekish teaches me that even though Maaser Rishon has no Misa, the Tevel of Maaser Rishon does have Misa.
Oh, so
I'm not saying it's easy to understand, but that's what the Hekesh is teaching me.
How does the mayor know that?
Same Hekesh. Ain't Hekesh Lamapsa. Hekesh can teach me 20 things.
But he's using it for two things.
He can use it for 20 things. The Kash is a Rabbanan. Why don't you use it for more than one thing? We have a rule of Ain't Hekesh Lamapsa. So Tyson speaks out, because since Maaser Rishon is Mutter for Leviim, and Truma is not, so you see it's not totally comparable. So therefore, you don't compare it to Gabe Yisr. You see that a Levi can eat Maaser Rishon, a Levi can't eat Truma. So obviously the Torah doesn't mean a complete comparison.
And Remeir doesn't hold
that. Remeir holds, it's still comparing it, the Asher to others, not Levi. That's how Tyson's explained.
We have a problem with what we're about to do with Roy.
That I don't know. The Gemara doesn't get into it. Why doesn't get into it. Right. Again, I'm maskim, at least according to Rashi, that we have a difficulty here. That the Torah is giving Misa for Tevo because of Truma, but yet extends the Misa after the Truma is gone. Even though whatever is left in it now has no Chiyah Misa. That's the Chiddush of Rashi in the Gemara, but it's a very big Chiddush, because why should that be true?
That was separate.
Again, according to Rashi, that the source of the Isser Tevel is because there's Truma in it. That's what Rashi says.
But he has his pasuk still. Rebbe said himself that there's a pasuk.
Tysmith argues on Rashi.
Rashi,
isn't
Rebbe to say, but there is a pasuk that's Mashmeh Truma Tevel.
Correct.
So they need that pasuk. Rabbanan also need to use the pasuk for something.
Everybody uses it for
okay,
something.
What's the problem with that?
The problem is, why is Tevel a Chia Misa? What's the basis that Tevel is Chia Misa? Into Rashi.
In Rabbanan?
In anybody. Why is Tevel Chaya Misa?
It's simple.
Why?
It's like Truma.
Why is Tevel Chaya Misa if you didn't separate Truma? Where is the pasuk that says Tevel is Chaya Misa? There's no pasuk.
No pasuk is Tevel by itself.
According to Rashi, there's no pasuk.
There has to be. The person eats, the czar eats
Tevel. Anybody eats Tevel.
It's Chayamisa.
Yeah, where's the
pasuk?
Rashi does say there's no pasuk.
No,
there's no pasuk according to Rashi. That's about Truma.
So all the pasuk says is you eat Truma, that's Chayamisa. So, and you would think that before it's separated, it would be easier?
Again, I'm asking you a question. What is the source of the Isser Tevel? The answer is, according to Rashi, that it has Truma in it, and Truma has a Chiyah Misa. But Maaser Rishon has no Chiyah Misa. And still, if Maaser Rishon is not separated, the Tevel is the Misa. How do I know that? From the Hekish. But that's a big Kiddush, because the Maisa, it has in it something that's not Chiyah Misa. And still you're saying the Tevel is Chiyah Misa. When the Tais says this is not a problem, because Tevel is its own Pasuk. It's a separate Isser. Nothing to do with the Truma in it. When to Rashi, Rashi says the reason Tevel is awesome is because it has Truma in it. Yeah. That's the problem with Rashi's shot, but Rashi is Rashi. I want to apologize. I wasn't adequately prepared today. I did not have a chance to look over to Gemara. My fault, and therefore I apologize. I wasn't as clear as I should be. Usually I'm more clear in taking this on. I wasn't. I was reacting instead of proactive. Right. But at the end of the day, the reason I know Tevel of Maaser Rishon is Chaya is Usher is from the Hekish of Truma Maaser. Everybody agrees to that. Rameyer also says we learn out Maaser Rishon Usher Luzarim from that. He learns multiple things out of the Hekish. And Rabbanan only learned one thing out of the Hekish. That if you don't separate Maaser, the Tevel is Misa. And Rameyer learns multiple things out of the Hekish.
That's why I would have a hobby to think it's five Misa also.
Right.
Hobby.
Oh, exactly. But then the Kapatik said, Omei Subai, that there's no Chiyah Misa Maaser Rishon.
No
Vav
according
to Rabbana, there's no Vav to Maaser Rishon. When Rameyer, there's no Vav, well, of eating Maaser Rishon, because it's Mutil Lazarim, according to the Rabbana. No, I'm allowed to eat my Sharish according to the Rabbah.
It's just
if I don't give it to the Levi, but if I give it to the Levi and he invites me over to his house, then I can allow to eat it.
Mayor,
you can't. When you're a mayor, I'm just like I can't eat Truma, I can't eat my Sharish. Because anyway, I'll see you tomorrow, and again, I apologize.